I slid underneath the bubbles. My knees poked out above the surface. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When I came up for air, I heard, "Radiate," my phone's ringtone. I lifted my body, turning toward the sound, and my boobs collided with the edge of the tub. Damn, that hurt. I inched my fingers across the floor, but the phone was unreachable, resting on the far edge of the bath mat. I gave up and submerged my body back into the warmish water. If it's important, they'll leave a voicemail. With the tips of my fingers sufficiently wrinkled, I reached for the towel that lay crumpled on the toilet lid. With the towel secured around my midsection, I picked up my phone. A missed call from my daughter Natalie. I hit Recents to call her back and noticed an incoming call from the night before. A red phone number indicating a person who was not in my contact list. Boston, Massachusetts was displayed below the number. Probably one of those spam calls, a request for my social security number, or a plea from a political fundraiser. There seemed to be a lot of that lately with the presidential campaign heating up. The American people had taken sides. Lefties, centrists, right-wingers. And it wasn't pretty. It never used to be this way. Or maybe it was, but social media and cable news were exaggerating and exacerbating the divisiveness. Made me think of that Steelers wheel lyric. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. After applying a fair amount of goop to tame and defrizz my curls, I slipped into my black yoga pants and gray drawstring hoodie. I settled on my bed, opened my laptop, and Googled reverse lookup. Curiosity is a strong motivator to get to the bottom of things, and as a detective, it was hard to pass up the chance to solve this little mystery. I entered the phone number into the rectangular box at the top of the screen. The results page displayed the name Madison Garcia, a resident of Brooklyn, New York, not Boston, Massachusetts. I opened my Facebook page and typed Madison Garcia in the search box. There was one Madison Garcia living in Brooklyn, but the page was private, and her profile picture was a black cat. When I clicked on the name, I was greeted with a handful of pictures she must have designated shareable and therefore accessible to the public. There were people, mostly millennials, in the photographs, but no one I recognized. All personal info was hidden. "Susan, you up there?" "Yeah," I shouted, closing the lid. "I'll be right down." I plucked a tissue from the box on the bedside table and blew my nose, then headed downstairs with the laptop tucked under my armpit and the box of tissues in my grip. "Feeling any better?" Ray asked. "Fucking summer cold. Just popped a Dayquil." I shook the tissue box. "And I got these bad boys." "You look like shit." A beat later, he added. "And I mean that in the nicest way." "Good save," I said, before I blew my nose with more force than necessary. "What's your plan today?" "I'm heading into the station soon. Chief assigned me to work on those bungalow robberies. Seems we have a serial cat burglar in the area." Ray put on his serious face and wagged his finger. "You are to stay put. I'll pick up dinner tonight." "Yes, sir," I said, military salute included. My phone rang and we both glanced at it. I swiped to answer. "Chief?" I bobbed my head a few times as Ray shot me dirty looks. "Got it. On my way." "Susan, is this your idea of staying put?"
"Dead body over at Sackett Lake."
I blew my nose again in my semi-used tissue. "Besides, it's just a little summer cold." I coughed up some phlegm and headed back upstairs to change into real clothes. A police vehicle and an ambulance were parked along the road leading down to the lake. I spotted Officer Sally MacGyver and her partner Ron Wallace at the edge of the parking area. Two paramedics stood beside a black Lexus, the only car in the small lakefront parking lot. Sally waved as I got out of my car. Ron held up a roll of police tape and shook it like a tambourine.